this time for the Celebrity Snitch, Huggy Lowdown, Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joint.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brent.
What up, Hug?
Still here for my second segment. Tom, Sybil, J.
Second show.
The restaurants were some kind of crowded yesterday, Sybil.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. People were spending time with the people they like before they get snowed in with the mofos who guts they can't stand. The meteorologists and media are calling all the snow we're about to get hit with everything. Snowmageddon. Snow-nado, Snow-nami, and my personal favorite, big-ass snowstorm. Yeah, that's what the brother in the barbershop called it, y'all. Yeah, he was at the barbershop buying stuff for the storm, y'all. Bootleg movies, some liquor, weed, you know.
The usual.
You know, the I can't stand this B combo is what I call it.
I can't stand this B combo.
I heard this one cat say, I can't get snowed in and be sober. I got to be high to get by. Speaking of getting by, this first contender got by all week to complete his 5-day work week streak. And I thought our Roka streak was long. But Jay, you just took Al's IBS crown off his head. Contender number two, my sister, or should I call her the cheerleader for the Browns? Hell, she's more of a fan of Jay than her own brother. And don't even start on her husband, that poor fella. I call him the Black Johnny Manziel.
Poor fella.
You like that, Sybil? I'm going to hashtag that poor fella. Contender number three, Cousin Otto, for seasoning 1 inch of snow the other day with Lowry season on. Front porch smell like pork chops. Contender number four, Steve Callahay Jr. for stealing 10 goats, you kleptomaniac. Kleptomaniac.
I like it.
This thing on.
Yes, sir.
Chris Christie, contender number five, how you criticize the First Lady Healthy School Lunch Initiative? Shut up, Christie! You need a Fitbit belt. You have George Foreman grills in your head rest. He had surgery still, and he's still overweight for it. He get his belt from Home Depot. Contender number six, Nick Cannon. Uh-oh. I thought Nick Cannon hit the Powerball when he had the twins with Mariah. You know, mm-hmm. Powerball and Megan.
Uh-huh.
I think that's their name. Yeah. But Mariah really hit the Powerball when she got engaged to billionaire James Packer. Bought her a heard he got her a 35-carat diamond ring. Did you hear that?
35?
I might be putting the bacon on. That's like walking around with Kirk Franklin holding an iPhone 6 Plus on your hand. Sarah Palin, endorsing Trump is like skydiving without a parachute. It's always somebody else's fault, isn't it?
Yes.
It's President Obama's fault. My son attacked his girlfriend. It's President Obama's fault. I can't walk straight. It's Glenn Rice's fault. How you backing somebody you don't even know the address of the White House? 1400 Pennsylvania. Donald Trump ass don't see what she did to John McCain. Turned his campaign into a whole warehouse full of bumper stickers. Sybil, that's like skinny dipping in a swimming pool full of piranhas, expecting not to get bit down there. Stacey Dash want to get rid of BET, the Black History Month, NAACP Image Awards, and we want to trade her clueless ass in. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, you are the Bama of the week, and the month, and the year. Flint water crisis didn't happen overnight. They need to fill some super soakers up with that water and wet his ass up.
Oh, beautiful.